Brendan Elliott is the owner and operator of Little Linksters at Metro West down in Orlando. And he is joining me right now. Let's just start, Brendan. Hello, how are you? Thank you for the time.
Hey, John. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
You know, we just had Nicole Weller on. She speaks very highly of you. And it sounds like Nicole is the kind of person that you'd like to have in your lifeboat.
Oh, my God. Nicole is awesome, and she's just so good with the kids. It's unbelievable all the stuff she's doing up in Savannah.
Yeah, it sounded – and you're doing, I would think, some similar things down there at Metro West. Why the little people? When you got into golf, when you became a member of the PGA, what attracted you to the idea of working with the youngest of our golfers?
Well, initially when I got into the became a PGA member, this wasn't something that I foresaw until I had my own children. And when my daughter was four, when she was 4 years old, she's eight now, I started looking around and seeing that there was a kind of this gaping hole in the industry as far as instruction goes for teaching the real young kids. So that piqued my interest. I had coached high school for some years, but this segment, this demographic, really hasn't been taken care of too well. So that's kind of what got me into working with the little kids. And I'll tell you, this has been the most rewarding couple of years that I've ever taken part in the industry.
And how many little ones do you guys have participating down there in the Little Linksters program?
We have about 141 members as of this year. And they're all spread out all over the place. We actually do mobile programs where we go to daycares and YMCAs and parks and golf courses as well. So we're just all over the place.
Really? And how does that work? I mean, if you're are you introducing the game to kids whose parents never played, who have never even seen a golf club before?
You know, that's a surprising thing that we've found. You would typically think that most of the kids, you know, in these age groups, the parents had had some kind of influence. But surprisingly, we're finding a high percentage of parents or even grandparents that haven't ever picked up a club themselves. So to us, that's very encouraging that we're not just reaching out to, you know, these little ones, 3 and 5 and 6 years old, but we're also reaching into the family as well and letting them know about all the cool things that golf can bring to them.
Did golf stick with your daughter?
She still plays, but she's okay. Now a dancer, and she loves to dance, so that's fine. But my four-year-old, he will be a golfer, that's for sure.
You can tell already.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's fun. That obviously, you saw the business possibility here. How did you start the program? When you went to the folks at Metro West and said, I want to start a program for 3, 4, and 5-year-olds, I would think that the first meeting they looked at you and said, Brendan, you're crazy.
Well, the initial first thing with the program was actually at a daycare. And I approached them and said, you know, I see programs for these little guys and girls for karate and soccer and t-ball. Can we try golf? So we tried at a daycare here in Lake Mary, Florida, and it went very well. So it's just grown from there. And, you know, we were at Metro West for a couple of years. We're actually moving and relaunching our academy side of things at Wekiva Golf Club, adjacent to the Golf Academy of America here in Longwood, Florida.
Explain what you mean by that. You're doing an academy in addition to the mobile program?
Exactly. We have two phases of our company. We have a for-profit, which is our LLC, which runs our academy. We have a great group of instructors. Most of them have come from the Golf Academy of America, where I actually teach business classes there as well. But the 501c3 that we started 2 years ago, that's the entity that actually runs all the mobile programs that we do, and actually a new program we're launching in January for kids with disabilities as well.
So the 501c3, you're taking these programs and you don't charge anybody. You're just doing this because you can.
We have minimal fees at this point, and we're doing a lot of fundraising and grant writing to try to get the cost down eventually to where it's next to nothing. So we really want to reach out to these kids because we feel on the business side of things, there's so much potential for our industry because it's scary. You and I both know the numbers we've seen of juniors that are not playing, and it's a scary thing. So we're just trying to do our part and try to keep costs down as much as possible, and that's why we went the nonprofit route 2 years ago.
Yeah, I think it makes sense. It sounds to me, Brennan, like you're very busy.
Oh, God, yeah. I hope my wife doesn't call in because she'll vouch for that.
The business development that you're excuse me, you're teaching mm-hmm. at the Golf Academy as well?
As well, yep.
Yeah, that seems like above and beyond. Hopefully it's only a day or two a week.
I'm doing that full time and doing little Linksters full time. But the whole reason why I came on board at the Golf Academy is, you know, these are future leaders in our industry as well, and I want to give them the opportunity to see what we're doing. You know, I'll teach them about the business of the game, but I also want to give them the chance to get out there and work with the kids that we work with through Little Linksters. So I can't tell you how rewarding that aspect has been the last year that I've been there.
For the folks that are listening, tell them what the Golf Academy of America is.
It's a career college, a two-year degree where young men and actually a little bit older. We have a lot of older students, second career guys and ladies that come in, and they learn all about the business, every aspect from teaching the game, from the business side. Career routes could be general managers, instructors, you name it. We teach them every little aspect that they could become interested in. And a lot of them, after they graduate, go upon getting into the PGA program as well to become PGA members.
It sounds like you have so much going on that you may not get to spend as much time on the teaching tee with the little folks as perhaps you'd like.
No, not nearly as much as I'd like, but the chances that I do get out there with them, it's very special, very special.
And when you started this, were there any other programs? I know Nicole has her program. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get information for folks who may not live in Orlando or Savannah. Have these types of programs grown across the country?
It's starting to get there, but they're still few and far between. Coming up in January with the Youth Family Golf Summit that Nicole and I are speaking at, we're gonna try to stimulate the idea of doing stuff like this to other teaching professionals throughout the country, because this is a very necessary thing for our industry.
Yeah, I know some of my favorite characters are some crusty old golf teachers. And I have trouble envisioning them with a dozen 5 year olds and their parents out there. It requires definitely a level of patience and a mentality mm-hmm. that this is a passion for you.
Oh, God, yeah. And I've been so blessed the last year while being at the Golf Academy of America to find others that share in that passion. And you're right, it takes a very special person to be able to teach kids this age. And you know, a lot of it's fear, I think, that some of the older professionals that have been in the industry for a while. But I tell you, sometimes it's easier to teach, you know, 5 and 6 year olds than it is to teach, you know, 50 or 55 year olds.
And Nicole was telling us about some of the mm-hmm. programs with the kids. I want to talk about the actual instruction. Obviously, she gave us the name of the equipment, the Littlest Golfer. Is that the same stuff that you guys are using?
Oh, yeah. The guys at the Littlest Golfer, Chris Wilson, it's just amazing apparel and all kinds of stuff. But the clubs that he's come out with, the Littlest Golfer first set, it's amazing. And we use that with our real little kids. And, you know, eventually we'll transition them into U.S. kids golf clubs. But those clubs that Chris came out with are awesome.
And what kind of fun things do you do with them? I'm trying to pick your brain for the folks who, one, will go out and get the Littlest Golfer set, but then take their own 3, 4, 5 year olds to the driving range. How can they make that fun for their own kids?
You know, at some point, it's less about golf and just more about the exposure to that environment, that golf environment. A lot of the times, our instructors will play frisbee or have the kids run around the field or do play tag. Just anything to get them excited and have that excitement, whatever it is that we're doing, kicking a soccer ball or whatever, have that be associated with golf. And that'll give kids, you know, that idea that golf is fun. So you mix it up. You can't do just golf during a session with these ages. You'll lose their attention pretty quick.
I don't think there's any question about that. I mean, the thing is, you lose the attention of the older kids as well after a period of time. I'm talking from 8 to 18. Mm-hmm. You have to keep them entertained as well.
Yeah, and the same is to be said for adults. It's recreation. It's entertainment. That's what we do in our industry, and people want to have fun. So that's always what it should boil down to, regardless of age, ability. It should be about having a good time and having fun.
And do you see, have you been at it long enough to see, you know, the maybe a 5 or 6 year old who's now, you know, a 10 or 11 year old who's stuck with the game, who've discovered golf and said, okay, you know what, I do like this. And have you seen, I guess, participation increase with the young players through this program?
Yeah, it helps quite a bit to pique their interest. If you can get them when they're real young, obviously it's something that they'll remember, that good first experience, and it'll always be there. So when they're 10, 11, 12, if it's not something they continue at those ages, it'll be there when they're 18, 19, into their 20s. So we've seen that quite a bit. But I tell you, some of the kids, the 5 and 6 year olds we work with, even the 3 year olds, their swings, even though it's not about becoming little pros, their swings are incredible. And you can see that through our swing contest that we do yearly.
Tell me, what do you mean the swing contest?
Each year, well, this is actually the 4th year, we do our best Pee-wee golf swing in the world competition, where kids from all around the world and age groups of this year, 3 and under is an actual age group this year, but 3 to 4, 5 to 6, and 7 to 8. They submit their videos of their swing, and we've got a great panel of celebrity judges this year. We've got Brittany Lindsacombe, Gary Player, Frank Navolo, Holly Saunders, Nicole is a judge, Nicole Weller, Chuck Evans, and Al Ranowski. So we go through all these videos the kids submit, and we announce the winners at the PGA show, and they get really, really cool prizes.
That is awesome. You forgot Holly Saunders. I'm looking at the list right here of
yep.
your celebrity judges. How many submissions will you get?
Last year we had a little over 100, and the year previous we had about 120. So we're hoping this year to get upwards of 150 to 200 entries. And I tell you, it's such a blast when I get those emails of the swings coming in. It's just so cool to see.
For information, folks, if you think your kid has the great golf swing, go to littlelinksters.com and click on the Pee Wee contest tab on the homepage, and all the information is right there. That's just fun.
Oh yeah.
I mean, to me, that's just cool. I love on the homepage where you introduce Little Linksters, and then down, or not, maybe it's not on the homepage, maybe it's on the instruction page, where you say, because we're all kids at heart, on a limited basis, we do teach adults as well.
Exactly. we can't forget about the adults, right?
Well, when you have the young kids, I'm assuming that a parent needs to stay and be a part of it. Are they asking questions too? Are you really giving 2 golf lessons?
At times, some of our locations, like the daycares, it's an after school program, so the parents aren't around. So in those circumstances, there's not a lot of interaction with the parents. But the locations at golf courses and parks, we do have that parent interaction. But, you know, going into next year, into 2014, we're going to use a component where the parents can actually have their own online community with the kids and parents to see what they're doing on a regular basis as they progress.
It's amazing. It really is. That's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I love what you're doing. I wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank you.
I love the fact that you're introducing these kids to golf at such a young age, before they're playing t-ball, before they're doing all the other things that that so many folks do that take them away from golf. Brendan, it really is great work.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
For more information, littlelinksters.com. Where do you hope this is 20, 25 years from now?
We actually do hope to have this expand outside the borders of Central Florida and throughout the country eventually. That's always been the goal once we became a nonprofit. So we'd like to see this spread throughout the country and have PGA and LPGA professionals help out with what we're trying to do.
Yeah, I think that there's a use for it. I think there's a cause for it. And I wish you all luck in the world. Come back and join us.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.